To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of the sun shining through the tree and the narrows and over the narrow stretch of land that borders my property down by the river comes to us from yours truly. As I had the presence of mind to peek around the corner to check out the view from my backyard on the first day of spring 2023 yesterday. I not only was blessed in the moment when I decided to go there, I was also reminded of just how much God has blessed me with this little house and of the amazing journey I went through to get here. My house and the property on the side of State Route 9J in Stuyvesant truly is a gift that keeps on giving. But I have to remember that I have it. I have received it. I continue to live in it. And as long as the Lord is willing, I will have it tomorrow and for many days in the future. But I can't appreciate it yesterday or tomorrow. I can only appreciate the gifts God has given me today. Well, it is Tuesday, and I'm happy to report that I successfully encouraged another man through the Steps to Freedom in Christ last night and was blessed to see the Lord work in his life and as he confessed and repented of sins of the past, released bitterness through forgiveness, and took back any ground given to the enemy through sin, pride, rebellion, or generational curses. This man's past was laid at the foot of the cross, and now he has the opportunity to continue in freedom. What? Isn't it a done deal when someone goes through the steps? It is, or at least it can be. The work that is done in the steps is prayer, renunciation, and making a commitment to follow the Lord. It is faith work, meaning that it is dependent on faith, and its lasting effects require you to continue in faith. Just like my house down by the river, we have to believe that we have received it, that we have it, and that we will walk in a manner that believes we have it for good, and that we will progressively align ourselves with God's will in any areas of our lives that still need work. And when I say work, I have to point out that any remaining issues that will also be resolved by faith. The victory we have is accomplished to a very large degree by simply believing that God has already given it to us, and believing that even the thing we struggle with is finished. The work of breaking strongholds that remain after a freedom appointment is faith work, and is accomplished not so much from the sweat of our brow as much as it is accomplished by the moves of the mind and the heart within us. And it is also volitional. We must choose to believe it every day and shape our lives according to who we are in Christ to reflect the work that the Lord has done in us. Just like deciding to look around the corner of my house, we must choose to go there spiritually and physically by choosing to seek the Lord everywhere we go, through prayer, through Bible study and reading Christian books, through listening to podcasts and sermons, and through looking for God and the beauty of his creation. And we must reach out with our heart and minds to connect with God relationally. We must not only believe that he is there, we must know him, love him, and ask him to reveal himself to us and to help us. So if you haven't had that experiential contact with the Lord that erases all your doubts of the reality of his presence and love in your life, reach out and search for him. Seek him. Because when you do that with all your heart, you will find him and you will be forever changed. Don't look to have someone else give him to you. Finding the Lord and deciding to follow him is your responsibility, and it depends on your faith work. Speaking of faith work, or perhaps spiritual effort is a better term, let's put forth some effort to draw close to the Lord by continuing in our current series as we take another step closer to Resurrection Sunday, as today is the 24th day of Lent, and the 24th day of our 40-day journey with Dietrich Bonhoeffer. As a reminder, and as we will say each day of this journey, we take this path to mark the season of Lent and to draw closer to God in anticipation of the celebration of Easter, knowing that if we take this journey of repentance seriously, we will not only see the days and seasons change, the Lord will use it to change us too. You can sign up to get this devotional yourself by going to the Bible Gateway link on the blog. So as we continue, let's begin day 24. As Bonhoeffer writes, every human idealized image that is brought into the Christian community is a hindrance to genuine community and must be broken up so that genuine community can survive. Those who love their dream of a Christian community more than the Christian community itself become destroyers of that Christian community, even though their personal intentions may be ever so honest, earnest, and sacrificial. Those who dream of this idealized community demand that it be fulfilled by God, by others, and by themselves. They enter the community of Christians with their demands, set up their own law, and judge one another, and even God, accordingly. Because God already has laid the only foundation of our community, because God has united us in one body with other Christians in Jesus Christ long before we entered into common life with them, we enter into that life together with other Christians, not as those who make demands, but as those who thankfully receive. We thank God for what God has done for us. We thank God for giving us other Christians who live by God's call, forgiveness, and promise. We do not complain about what God does not give us. Rather, we are thankful for what God does give us daily. End quote. And not surprising, the biblical wisdom that they pair with that passage is Ephesians 4, 1 through 6. And the Apostle Paul writes, I therefore, the prisoner in the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. Amen. So yes, to bear with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. That's about the corporate gathering and coming together in peace, not in complaining. And we move along to the questions to ponder as the study asks us first. The first question is, what does it mean to love the dream of Christian community more than the community itself? Loving the dream of Christian community is to hold an ideal of the perfect Christian fellowship and to allow your expectations to cause you to be discontented with the reality of what you have at your local church. Hoping for better messages, better worship music, better facilities, or better friendships are all subtle ways that we can fall into the trap of creating a religious ideal that won't be realized and that will cause you to blame God, your neighbors, or yourself. Instead, we should be content and thankful that we can gather together to worship in community at all and enjoy what we do have rather than focusing on what is lacking. The next question is, if we enter community not as those who make demands, but as those who thankfully receive, what should our attitude and action toward the community be? If we enter community without demands, we would enter into a community with an attitude of thankfulness, appreciation, contentment, and joy. Our actions would be to celebrate our faith with enthusiasm and to consider serving the community in whatever way we could. The next question is it easier to complain about what God does not give us or to be thankful for what God does give us? Why? Unfortunately, the tendency for the flesh is to complain about what God has not given us, but it is just as easy to be thankful for what God does give us as it is to complain. We will have to be intentional to give thanks. And remember to appreciate what we have. But when we make that choice, the fruit that grows in our lives is joy and peace. And that is the harvest that is worth the mental and spiritual effort that it will take to receive it. Psalm 23 tells us that the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. So instead of complaining about the things we don't have, let's remember to thank the Lord for what he has provided. Because if we do, we can experience what it is like to experience the goodness and mercy to follow us all the days of our life, and the joy that comes from dwelling in the house of the Lord forever. Yikes. As we move along to our psalm fragment, as I stumbled through that last portion there, the psalm that they share today is Psalm 28, verses 7 through 9. And the psalmist writes, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts. So I am helped, and my heart exults. And with my song I give thanks to him. The Lord is the strength of his people. He is the saving refuge of his anointed. O save your people and bless your heritage. Be their shepherd and carry them forever." Amen. And we move along to journal reflections. And it asks us to write about your response to Bonhoeffer's ideas about Christian community. Bonhoeffer's good advice is to appreciate what we have in our Christian communities, to receive what God has given us, and to thank him for it. This is to be our attitude for all the areas of our lives. So I fully support what he has to write. That's why we're going through the journey with him. Anyway, the next journal reflection is, does reading Bonhoeffer on Christian community change the way you feel about your faith community? How or why not? Yes, it does. Things are not perfect at my church, but there is more things that are good than that are not. So Bonhoeffer's writings remind me to thank God for the church that I have found and the people who work together each week to give us a spiritual home where we can worship. The last journal prompting is, does it suggest any practical changes in the way you relate to your faith community? If so, what are they? Yes, the practical changes that it suggests in the way that I relate to my faith community is to cease any critical thoughts about the church leadership or staff and to silence petty complaints about the corporate gathering. It causes me to repent in dust and ashes over the negative things I have said or thought about my church and instead to focus on how good a fellowship it is that I am currently blessed with. And finally, the intercessions. Well, not finally, but almost finally. The intercessions instruction today is, think about your faith community and spiritual friends, name them, and thank God for the support you get from them in living your faith life. And so we will pray. Lord God, I pray for and thank you for Pastor Roscoe Lilly and all of the volunteers at Starpoint Church for creating an environment in which we can come together in harmony to worship the Lord and grow in our relationship with him and with one another. I repent of any negative thoughts or complaints that I may have harbored since coming into the fellowship of Starpoint Church, and ask that you help me to be content, to be thankful, and to serve our faith community in ways that will give glory to you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And finally, the prayer for today is, Lord Jesus, I will be as important to my spiritual community as my spiritual community is to me. Lord, I pray that in Jesus' name, amen. Well, that completes our the 24th day of our journey with Dietrich Bonhoeffer, as we are well past the halfway point. What's the math? 16 days? 16 days until, 16 Lenten days, we enter into, the season of Easter. And, I am looking forward to each progressive day as we distance ourselves from winter, as the snow that remains is melting, and, tomorrow's low temperature will be above will be 40 degrees. And so I like starting there instead of at 28 degrees like we were this morning. So we're getting there. And I believe it's spring, and I will receive it, and I will walk in it every day until it fully manifests in my life. And that points to, you know, basically, you know, our admonition or our exhortation to receive what we already have. A big part of our faith life is having faith. Hello. And we need to agree with what the Word of God says about us, about our Heavenly Father, and about the things He's done in our lives. Our doubts don't help us. Our doubts hinder us from receiving the victory and freedom that we have. So we have to walk forward in that. To help you with that, we always share insights from Christian theologians and counselors to assist our brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today we continue sharing from A.W. Pink's The Sovereignty of God as we continue in chapter 10. And, you know, this is the way the Holy Spirit works. The subject is our attitude toward His sovereignty, and today's suggestion from A.W. Pink is that our attitude towards His sovereignty should be one of deep thankfulness and joy. So if you want to see what A.W. Pink has to say about, you know, being thankful and joyful, go to mtforchrist.org, and you'll be able to see that excerpt at the end of today's blog post. As always, we encourage a life of faith. And when I say seek the Lord, I mean that. And to do it, really, there isn't any amount of faith effort or, you know, spiritual effort that you can put forward that's a waste. Drawing close to the Lord brings you closer to Him. And, you know, you should be bold in pursuing the Lord and seeking Him and you know, aligning your life to Him. We're going to be with Him forever, so let's be with Him now. And don't be afraid to pray, Holy Spirit, come, to seek the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You don't necessarily have to have some anointed person lay their hands on you to receive it. Most testimonies about the experience of the manifest presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives is one where people simply came to the Lord earnestly in prayer and asked for His presence, asked for His baptism. So we recommend that. We also recommend you to be, you know, careful and discerning of the spirits when you do that, because there can be, you know, false experiences. So go to the Lord with all sincerity and you know, ask Him to reveal Himself to you, and you know, don't be afraid to use the words Holy Spirit, come. I did that, and I don't have any doubts anymore. Let's just put it that way. And sometimes I wonder, I'm like, why do they struggle with their faith? I'm like, well, maybe they didn't have the experience you had. Maybe they didn't seek the Lord like you did. You know, maybe they didn't put in the time and spiritual effort to, you know, renew our minds or renew our hearts. Maybe they didn't worship as earnestly as you did in song. So I would recommend all those things. You know, really, when I say, do you believe this? You know, it should not be, yeah, I believe it. But yes, emphatically, I believe this. And yes, I love the Lord. You know, we have to attach to the Lord relationally. We have to reach out with our hearts and our minds to know Him. And you know, if he gives you a sense of peace or His love, you know, abiding sense of that in your life, you know, that's the presence coming into your life. That's the Lord with you. So earnestly seek Him, you know, earnestly. That's all I got to say about that. And there's lots of books. There's lots of resources. We can never stop learning enough about the Lord and what He has for us. So I encourage you to walk in that, because if you seek Him, you will find Him. And when you do, it will change. Talk about game changer. It'll change everything. As always, we encourage people, if you don't know what this is like, one thing that could possibly help is our discipleship classes that we taught in 2021 for Freedom in Christ, Victory Over the Darkness, and The Bondage Breaker. They're all available on our podcast and our YouTube channel. So seek out those teachings. If you want, we can even send you the materials that we handed out in class. If you email me at mtforchrist247@gmail.com, go through the steps to freedom in Christ. And when you pray those prayers, pray them earnestly. Give him everything you got and connect to the Lord, you know. I think that's a big part of our faith is our sincerity, our sincerity of belief and asking and receiving, to believe what he's told us. You know, when we do that, we go places, we see things, we experience blessings. Just the blessing of our salvation should be enough. Let's not forget that, and let's not forget what we've received and that we have it today and that we'll have it tomorrow, and nothing can separate us from the love of God. Anyway, that's all I got to say about that. As always, we encourage Bible study. You have to actually read the Word and not just listen to Christian messages. You have to connect, you know, to the Word of God personally, and it's your responsibility to do so. So we encourage that. We also encourage, if you'd like a Bible study, we offer one of those on the podcast. It's Bible Study with the Zincatis. While we didn't have one last week, we have a bunch in the archives. If you want to hear people talk about the things of God, you can listen to us. So we invite you to join our fellowship by listening to our messages. As always, we thank you for listening. And well, today's Tuesday. That means we got to work. And I got the Freedom in Christ course tonight, so I got to prepare for that too. But let's first, before we do any of that, let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in your kingdom. Lord, we thank you for anyone who's listening or reading these messages, Lord, that you bless them and come alongside them in their walk, that you could show them that it's finished, that they have the freedom and victory that that they want, and they received it the minute they put their faith in Christ. But it's now time to make the decision to follow him and to believe that they have received everything they need for life and godliness. So, Lord, we also pray for you to go before us today. You are our sovereign Lord, Lord. So we do ask you to set things up for us today, to open our eyes to the things you want us to see and to guide our path in the things you would have us do, Lord, because all we want to do is represent you and your kingdom and welcome people to their salvation and to experience their freedom in Christ. So whatever you can do to help us do that for you, we pray. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we love you, and we pray all these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.